Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's TOC podcast. I'm Joe Weichert, chair of O'Reilly's Tools of Change Conference. If you want to see all of the upcoming TOC products and events we have in the works, be sure to visit us at O'Reilly.com/TOC. I'd also like to call your attention to TOC Bologna, the event we do in conjunction with the Bologna Children's Book Fair. For more information on that event, please visit tocbologna.com. Now today I'm joined by Joss Carlisle, Creative Director at Persian Cat Press. Joss's company recently published a beautiful children's app for the iPad called The Gift, and she's here to talk about Persian Cat Press, the children's app market, and how The Gift was created. Joss, welcome to this TOC podcast.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's very nice to be here.
So let's start off with some background information on Persian Cat Press. How long has the operation been around, and is the focus exclusively on iOS children's apps?
Well, we incorporated the company at the end of 2010 as a publisher of storybook apps. I'd been writing visual stories for quite a while, picture books and graphic novels, and during that process had become aware of the opportunities that touchscreen technology brought to writers or brings to writers and the storytelling process in general. And these are thrilling opportunities, actually. You're able to write not just for one sense, whether that be sight or touch if it's braille or sound if it's an audio book. You're able suddenly to write for multiple senses all at the same time. And it's a very exciting prospect for a writer. So we started looking at that. And even the idea of taste, you can't taste an iPad. Well, you could, I suppose. You can't really taste the story, but you could go as far as asking somebody to lick the screen. You can say, you know, touch here to release the maple syrup and lick it quickly before the pancake gets it or whatever you like. So you can actually engage people and in all sorts of physical ways, and that's very exciting to write for. And so we set the company up then in 2010. That was just myself and co-director Martin David at the time. And we've taken on three staff members since then. And we also work with a very wide team of creative and technical networkers around Manchester and in the UK. And we spent the first year working on The Gift, learning the ropes. Very new world for us. Certainly we made lots of mistakes. Certainly it's been not it's not been plain sailing, but these are good things to go through. Mistakes are crucial, they're essential, I think, in the learning process. And we've come out of that process, fixed our mistakes, and I'd say that we are unimaginably advanced in terms of our knowledge and understanding in all aspects of book app publishing from where we were back at the start, and particularly in the immersive storytelling process, which is what we consider to be the core of our company. In terms of the focus of the children's and the iOS, The Gift is obviously a children's book, and thank you for saying it's very beautiful. We're very proud of it. But we don't actually focus exclusively on children's books. We publish for all age ranges. And we are also exporting to Android or looking at that option very seriously at the moment. So we started with children's books and iOS because children's books are very dear to our heart. There's a market there already. We had the iPad, the iOS devices available to us in the UK. And crucially, we already had children's storybook writing expertise in-house, so that's why we have The Gift first.
So I'm glad to hear you're shifting over and expanding into Android. I have to admit, I'm still kind of caught up on that notion of licking the screen. That could open up a whole new market of like screen sanitizers and so forth, right? Yeah, that's kind of funny there. So The Gift, it's a wonderfully illustrated story that offers a rich and engaging experience on the iPad. And the one thing I was wondering is, was it originally a print product and you converted it to an app, or was it written to be a digital product first?
The Gift was written specifically for interactive touchscreen technology. I mean, it tells the story of this baby girl. She washes up at the feet of a boy, which I can show you here with the magic of this three-way screen. She comes into the shore. She ends up with this boy, and he picks her up and he takes her off to these creatures called the Umarels, which are a little bit like village elders, community elders, to find out what it is that she needs. And off he goes with the child to these creatures that are very old, very wise, and have all these wonderful things. Would you like me to read you a page of the story, Joe?
Sure, go ahead. It's great to be able to see it real time here. So yeah, it's nice to see the interactivity.
Well, he takes let me just jump back a touch there. So this child needs something, thought the boy, but what? He didn't know, so he took her to the Umarels, and there he is carrying the baby off to the creatures. And obviously for the children reading this book with their parents, there are all sorts of things you can do on all the pages. But he takes her to the Umarels, and they're these creatures which are large and hairy, with scales and bumpy lumps and horns and odd teeth and strange things hidden in their fur. And you can go into their fur and you can find all these, you know, wonderful things in there. And eventually the boy talks to these Umarels, and they tell him things like, this child needs food, this child needs drink, this child needs shelter, and all these wonderful things that children do need around them in this world. And they advise with their wisdom all the things this child needs. And so we go through the story with all these things happening, but still throughout the whole of the story the child's eyes remain closed, and the boy sort of realizes, you know, she needs something else. And the story really, it is about all the things that we as parents give to our children, all the things that a child needs to make their life complete, so that they can actually enjoy their life. So they need, most of all, they need love. If they have love and affection, caring, then they can enjoy all these other things. And with that being the story of the gift, and with it being written specifically for touchscreen technology, the idea was that the reader had to help amass this world around the child. They had to make these things happen. They had to, you know, activate all these essences around the child, so that as the story goes on, these things actually build around her in this sort of bower above her head. And then at the very end, the boy realizes what she needs. He gives her this fantastic kiss, very beautiful page in the story. And we don't have the sound on here, but it is a lovely moment. He kisses the child, and she's able to open her eyes and experience all these wonderful things that the reader has carried her to through all this journey. So it was written especially for touchscreen technology, and it was written to work on all sorts of levels because of that. And again, as I was saying, it's a challenge for a writer, absolutely, but a very exciting challenge. It's a very it's a really interesting process to try and engage people on all of those levels, definitely. And when we wrote the script for this, because you'll start with your story, but then you need to turn that into an interactive script, and that script has to talk to all number of disciplines. And so we wrote it specifically with the primary interactions, which are the ones that you have to do to move the story on, or to bring all the things in for the child that I just mentioned, and a whole bunch of secondary interactions which just enhance the actual story world and take you deeper into that particular world.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed too when I was playing around with it recently is that you've built it in such a manner that it can be used with, say, a parent and a child together, or the child by itself. For instance, I noticed that obviously the pages can be read to the child, and then there are little hints that pop up on screen of where to drag your finger and so forth. So is that kind of how you're planning to build all of your apps going forward, so that they can be used either the child by itself or the child and the parent?
I think it will depend entirely on the specific project, the title, the age group it's aimed for. The second title that we're working on at the moment, which is called Owls Don't Growl, that's actually, we've written that one and interactively designing that one for a very young age group. Is actually 0 to 4 or 0 to 5 or 0 upwards. And the reason we've done that, despite the fact that in the App Store, you can only rate things at 4+, despite that, it's quite widely known that babies love these things. They're very drawn to these screens. That, you know, that very young children respond quite remarkably to the screens and the things you can do on them. So we liked that idea, and we wanted to do a script where whereby if you're a 6 month old baby who hits the screen, just, you know, hits the screen without much coordination, you will still get something that will happen that will be fitting to the story. If you're 1 year old and you hit something but you might miss it, you'll still get something that will add to the story. If you're 2 years old, you do manage to hit the spot but only once, and so on and so forth. So we build in those layers, and again, you could leave, you could have a child that would enjoy that by themselves, but if they were sitting there with the parents, then there's a different kind of enjoyment. And I think if it's a children's book for a fairly young child, you would try and always make them work on both levels, both if it was the child on their own or with the parent. But it's title specific, I think. And also, yeah, content specific as well as the age group.
So what are some of the challenges involved that you've run into, especially with the gift here, in creating a rich, successful children's app like this? What are some of the lessons learned?
I think there are a plethora of challenges to creating any kind of storybook app, and it's been quite a ride, certainly for the company. Certainly, the first one that comes to mind is the interactive script. You have to have a good story for any children's book or any book, full stop. And you can't just. There are plenty of adaptations and good adaptations of existing books which have moved across to the iPad. But if you're making an interactive book, you really have to write that interactivity into it so that it's inherent or it's enhancing. It's not just bells and whistles. And that's the first challenge, absolutely, to get that right, so that you don't lose the integrity of the story, so that the storytelling is key. The tradition of the storytelling is maintained throughout this incredibly contemporary technology. So that's certainly the first challenge. And because it's a skill in itself. You have to have the traditional storytelling skills, but then you've got to be able to mix almost an assortment of film writing skills, game writing skills, verse, prose, whatever it needs, really, and be able to see the whole picture of how that script is going to talk to all the technical and creative disciplines. So I think that was our first challenge, to try and get that right. And that's a skill, obviously, we'll continue to hone as things go on. Other sorts of challenges, project management. It's not a children's book apps aren't just a book. They're kind of multimedia, multidiscipline production, and that necessitates a lot of people and a large team. So you have to manage all of that. That ties in probably to something else we learned a lot about through the gift, which is the staging and the phasing. The sort of things that are needed for an app like The Gift, artwork, music, narration, typography, all of these things take the time they take. You can't really speed up somebody's particular style. So you have to work out what can run concurrently, what needs to be delivered before somebody else can do their bit, and manage that very carefully, otherwise your project timelines can become huge. That's something you have to look at. Quality control is a massive challenge, because you can be a complete perfectionist, which I think we are at Persian Cat. We're all perfectionists in a healthy way. But then you have things you can't really control, such as the vagaries of technology, the glitches here and there, Apple's convoluted processes all over the place. So you think you've got something right. You think you've got everything off your snag list ticked. And then, of course, something else pops up. So that's quite a challenge. And then there's the biggie, of course, which is, how do people find you in the App Store, the whole discoverability issue, which is, something we're working very hard on right now, because that's where we're at the moment with The Gift.
So what are you doing on the discoverability side? I mean, that's something I ask every app developer, and I just have a sense that it's bad today and it's going to get worse, just because there's so many more apps coming. And frankly, as an iPad user, I have a hard time discovering the latest and greatest. I mean, it's usually just something that a friend recommends anymore. That's the best source.
I think word of mouth is is certainly where you have to go. And as an app developer, you know, you have to. And we certainly are very actively involved in the communities online, so that people are, you know, we're talking with people, people are talking about us. But that's not so difficult to do as a company, you know. You can, and in the industry, you can have those discussions. But then to get customers or parents or the public talking about you as a trustworthy, you know, as a name, that of course is very difficult, and especially because we aren't established. So you know, we're working very hard at that. And I think the way we're going about it is we're becoming involved in as many sort of community blogs as well as industry blogs. Talking to people like yourself on a podcast like this, which is fantastic for us. Also, we've designed a free app called Catnav, which reviews storybook apps generally in the market at the moment, and a very sort of high level of app. And so we're actively seeking to promote the conversation about the industry, about this sector, to help it grow in a healthy way. You know, to help it become a viable, a respected publishing arm. And then I think you will eventually, I think you're right, it's very difficult in the App Store, and it'll stay very difficult in the App Store, but it'll become, I hope, an area where the serious players, you know, the will shine out from the all the mass, in the same way that, you know, happens in the traditional publishing world. I mean, there's huge volumes of books out there, but the ones that we know about are generally, you know, the good ones. So we have to hang in there, but it's difficult, of course it is. Yeah,
I wanted to ask you also about pricing, because when I look at something like The Gift and I see how much more engaging an experience it presents versus, say, a print book, I my own opinion is, well, this should be a higher priced product than a print book. And of course, with ebooks in general, there's been such downward pricing pressure. When Amazon introduced the Kindle, most books were $9.99, and quite a few are still at that level. What's your sense on pricing here, particularly in the children's book market? And is there an opportunity to price a product like The Gift higher than something that would be equivalent to it, I guess, in the print world, because it is such a more engaging experience?
Whether there's the opportunity to do that right now, I don't know. It's very difficult as soon as you put your neck out and put something out at something that's even halfway close to the actual value. You know, you immediately get, oh, that's high. You know, that's a high price. Whereas in fact, it's actually not for the product. But I think, I mean, with The Gift, we thought long and hard, of course, about the pricing, and we decided to stick our necks out just a little, because, you know, somebody has to push that bar up, and I think only by publishers actually saying, well, no, sorry, you can't have this for $1.99, because we can't exist as a company on that, and we want to give you more of these, we want to make more of these, and, you know, that has to be recognised. And I don't know, I think I don't know the answer. I mean, we'll put this out at you know, we've put this out at $4.99 in the UK, $6.99 in the US, and we'll stand by that. Obviously, there are the price drop tactics which come in now and then, which are fine, and you know, those are good things for us to be able to use. But I think in the long term, you know, it really is just a case of people like ourselves being able to survive long enough to be able to say, well, you know, this is just how much they cost. It's just the cost. We can't actually do them for less than that. It doesn't create a viable market. And I think it is going to take the industry, the app publishing industry, to stand together on that, really.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, and I applaud your efforts. I mean, I'm not looking to price gouge or anything as a publisher, but I just feel like the pendulum has swung too far in one direction in value. And just because the physical, you know, print book has gone away for a lot of these ebooks that are out there, yeah, there is some savings for the publisher in the whole economic chain here. But by the same token, when I look at what you're doing, I feel like you should be able to protect that pricing level. And you know, frankly, I agree with you that it's tough to do when you're competing with a lot of other low-priced apps. But I'd like to think that over time, there will be an equilibrium take place here where the levels will come back up and the value will be appreciated for what you're doing. So last question I had for you, Joss. Do you do testing on this sort of content with children? I mean, along the way, as you're developing the app, do you sit down with different kids and parents and kind of let them tinker with it?
We do, yes. There's certain, you can only do that at certain stages when you've got enough content in there and enough of the finished content to provide the something that's indicative of the finished experience, because it's quite difficult, even if you're relatively close but not still there. You know, you don't have all the pieces in. That does make a huge difference in the way the experience comes together. But certainly, all the separate elements we test as much as we can. I mean, this story, it's a very classic children's story. It's a very circular story, and it, you know, it has all the right sort of elements in, and children love it. They love the story. Parents love the story. It's got the right message in. All the separate elements that everybody loves. And then when it's quite a nerve-wracking time to go into the testing when you have pulled it all together, and then you give it to somebody and say, you know, does it actually work as we, you know, thought it would, and we hope it does. Yes, we do as much testing then as we can on as many children as we can get hold of. But I think really, without a doubt, and I'm not blowing the company's trumpet here, I'm genuinely pleased that the response to the gift has been fantastic. People genuinely love it. There are a couple of sort of tiny technical things which we've tidied up in an update, or you know, the sort of thing that seems to happen all the time with apps. And again, that comes back to the vagaries of technology and the upload process and all that sort of thing. It's not so you actually, you know, get it back then that you might be able to fix a glitch, but the story itself and the way it works, people really do seem to love it, and everything that the children said before, and the parents, and we took on board everything, every comment that came back throughout the making process, we took on board, and sometimes we acted on it, sometimes, you know, depending on how many times the same comment came back, of course, I think it is crucial that you have to let children test these things. And it's amazing. It's actually been very gratifying for me, who as involved in the writing of this story, to see people go through the gift and work through it as an interactive story. You know, they read the text, they look to the text for how they should then physically interact with the story. And that only happens because it was specifically written as a touchscreen story. And so that's very interesting, and only by testing the children along the way with that and the parents, you know, I think that's the only way you can perfect that kind of process too.
Well, I think you've got just a fantastic product, Joss, and I would encourage everybody in the TOC audience to check it out. Just go into the App Store and buy it. And if anything, it'll probably inspire, I think, folks that aren't even in the children's book space to what a tablet app can do and what the possibilities are. So, Joss Carlisle of Purging Cat Press, thanks so much for talking to us today on this TOC podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Thank you indeed for having us.